I talk factos. Ask Jay Babe, I go Astro. Floating focused on my cash flow. We plant star seeds to make the grass grow. I'm a real floater, I do what I wanna. Stacking the winter, some bathing the summer. My chakras align and I shock them like Blanco. Only pope with your knowledge.
At these events, I'm a god to my people. Got out the streets, yeah, we dodging a Rico. Game of roulette, I'm a casino. The game wasn't fair, yeah, the odds wasn't equal. Squad got the Chico, my squad got the Chico. Game in a drought, yeah, they starving the people. Blaming the doubt, make it harder to eat, yo. Not a placebo, that's not a placebo.
The food, the art, the clothes. We put this show on the road. The Vatican getting exposed. Yeah. You better stay on your toes. Repo, tilling the land, focus on the eco. Open my heart, let go of the ego. Ran out the grand, I'm stacking up these C-notes. Facts, facts. Fuck it, we gon' put this shit on our back.
Fuck it, we gon' put this shit on our back.
Facts, found out the hacks, put it in the rap.
Facts,
fuck it, we gon' put this shit on our back.
Hey, facts, facts.
We in your city, pull up where we at.
Hey, facts, facts.
Started in Richmond, art in my district. Heart of the mystics, parted for biscuits. Father the misfits, martyr the misfits. God is my witness, God on my hit list. Moving the weight, we started with fitness. Moving with states, we art of the riches. Give me the blues, my heart is in Memphis. It's part of adventure, started my venture. The F is for food, the A is for art. The C is for clothes, I'm playing my part. T is for tech, I'm playing it smart. S is for shelter, I stay in the park. Acres on acres, get lost in the dark. We playing a part, we playing it smart. Facts, facts,
okay.
Okay. The food, the art, the clothes. We put this show on the road. The Vatican getting exposed. You better stay on your toes. Repo, tilling the land, focus on the ego. Open my heart, let go of the ego. Ran out the grand, I'm stacking up these C-notes. Facts, facts. Fuck it, we gon' put this shit on our back.
Fuck it, we gon' put this shit on our back.
Found out the hacks, put it in the rap.
Facts,
fuck it, we gon' put this shit on our back.
Hey, facts.
We in your city, pull up where we at.
Hey, facts.
And that's facts though, I talk factos. Ask Jay Babe, I go Astro. Floating focused on my cash flow. We plant star seeds to make the grass grow. I'm a real floater, I do what I wanna. Stacking the winter, some bathing the summer. My chakras align and I shock them like Blanco. Only pope with your knowledge, your nigga is Palo.
At these events, I'm a god to my people. Got out the streets, yeah, we dodging a Rico. Game of roulette, I'm a casino. The game wasn't fair, yeah, the odds wasn't equal. Squad got the Chico, my squad got the Chico. Came in a drought, yeah, they starving the people. Blaming the doubt, make it harder to eat, yo. Not a placebo, that's not a placebo.
The food, the art,
the clothes.
We put this show on the road. The Vatican getting exposed.
Yeah.
You better stay on your toes. Repo, tilling the land, focus on the ego. Open my heart, let go of the ego. Ran out the grand, I'm stacking up these C-notes.
Facts, facts.
Fuck it, we gon' put this shit on our back.
Fuck it, we gon' put this shit on our back.
Facts, found out the hacks, put it in the rap. We gon' put this show on our back.
Hey, facts,
facts. We in your city, pull up where we at.
Hey, facts, facts.
Started in Richmond, art in my district. Heart of the mystics, started for biscuits. Father the isfits, martyr the misfits. God is my witness, God on my hate list. Moving the weight, we started with fitness. Moving with states, we art of the riches. Give me the blues, my heart is in Memphis. It's part of adventure, started my venture. The F is for food, the A is for art. The C is for clothes, I'm playing my part. T is for tech, I'm playing it smart. S is for shelter, I stay in the park. Acres on acres, get lost in the dark. We playing a part, we playing it smart. Facts, facts,
okay. Yeah. The food, the art,
the clothes.
We put this show on the road. The Vatican getting exposed.
Yeah.
You better stay on your toes. Repo, tilling the land, focus on the ego. Open my heart, let go of the ego. Ran out the grand, I'm stacking up these C-notes. Facts,
facts.
Fuck it, we gon' put this shit on our back.
Fuck it, we gon' put this shit on our back.
Found out the hacks, put it in the rap.
Facts,
facts. Fuck it, we gon' put this shit on our back.
Hey, facts, facts.
We in your city, pull up where we at.
Hey, facts, facts.
It's a move.
But I always knew I was great.
High noon, high off the shrooms.
high on the moon. Fly as a goon, flying with O'Toole. Leprechauns, yeah, we chasing these coins. Mad Sweeney in the Lamborghini. We conversating with the universe. Yeah, I'm soon to burst. The spirit of Sean.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Peace to the family. Peace to you and yours. Peace to the family. Peace to you and yours. Welcome to another episode. Third Eye Thursdays. Yes, indeed. You are now rocking with the best. Yes, indeed. This is your host for the evening, the brother Red Pillar. Let me know how I'm sounding on the audio. Talk black to me. Peace and love. Shalom, shalom. That last commercial that y'all saw, that was to promote the playlist. We have a playlist on Spotify, and it's called God Hop 23, okay? God Hop 23. Check it out.
But I always knew I was
Spotify.
Great.
Check out that Spotify. Red Pillar is paid. On stream that playlist.
High noon, high off the shrooms, high on the moon, fly as a goon, flying with O'Toole. Leprechauns, yeah, we chasing these coins. Mad Sweeney in the Lamborghini. We conversating with the universe. Yeah, I'm soon to burst. Spirit is strong.
Yeah, that part. You know what I mean? Yeah, that part. I just got a check from DistroKids, my niggas. Go stream that music. That's all I got to say. Go stream that music. You know what I'm talking about? Streaming. I believe in streaming. Let me explain to y'all something. Go stream that music. Don't listen to nothing that I say. Go stream that music. You know what I'm talking about? So, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Let's do the roll call. Let's see who's in the building. Shout out to everybody in the building. You dig? The mic sounds nice. Check one. The mic sounds nice. Check two. Yeah, we doing our audio. We getting all of the, you know what I'm saying? We doing this shit show by show. Show by show. Then show by show. Show by show. We do this like show by show. I'm already doing better than not half on Nollywood. With the sound and the lights and shit. I can pat myself on the back. I'm already doing better than half an Hollywood with the setup. So next thing you know, one day we just gonna pop up in a goddamn production studio. So, you know, we building it up. BX is in the building. Shout out to BX. How rude of me. You know what I'm talking about? Shout out to the San Francisco is in the building. Okay, North Dallas is in here. Charlotte in the building. Shout out to Charlotte. Mystic Philly in the building. B-More's in the building. Denver's in the building. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, East Flatbush, Indiana. You want a cheap Android with no headphones? Yeah, don't put that shit next to your ears, fam. Just keep it on speakerphone. It's too much electricity. You know what I'm talking about? The static that shit will fry you. Do not put it next to your ear if you don't have headphones on and you're listening to anything by Nodal Edge. I warn against that. Just have it on speakerphone or Bluetooth. H-Town, hold it down. Cincinnati in the building. Portland in the building. Cali in the building. London, UK in the building. Vegas is in the building. Greensboro, Detroit, Florida, Toronto, the Boogie Down. All right, all right. San Fran, Dallas, Texas in the building. South Kakalaka. You know I'm talking about VA, Atlanta, Milwaukee. Kilwaukee, Delaware, Henderson, East New York, I see you, Marietta, NC, Richmond, Bed-Stuy, Beantown, did y'all take that statue down yet, Beantown? Give me niggas like 3 weeks. Memphis, yeah, give me the blues, the DMV, all right, we are in the building, we are in the building, yes, rising power to Norfolk in a building, Birmingham, Berman Veg, Cincinnati, Seven Hills. Okay, so we deep. We here. We in the building. Salute to us.
To this day.
You know what I'm saying? Salute to us.
To this day.
We are in the building.
To this day. To this,
now I'm,
to this day. To this day.
One
to
more
this
announcement.
Day. To this day.
Oh my goodness.
To this day.
It's on trigger. To this it's on day. Pitbull. Wouldn't even let me stop it. Yeah. So I have an announcement to make. The flyer is here and the link is in the description. We have officially launched our campaign for Winning Rome Part 3, my niggas. My ninjas. Featuring Red and Blue Pillar, of course. You know, I'm talking about the Twin Pillars. This is our third installment of a monumental series that we started a few years ago. So I don't want to waste anybody's time because we come here to do the work. So without any further ado, I want to go ahead to my guest for the evening, the one and only Blue Pillar 44 in the building.
To this day.
Bang.
To this day.
Adrenaline rushing, huh?
I said rightfully so. Yeah, what's good with you, man?
Oh man, you know, I can't complain. You know what I'm talking about? I'm in here, I'm in the building, you know, taking a break from my rabbit hole. I've been in a cave somewhat of a man cave nonetheless, but you know, I've been
this the right way this evening. Yeah, this Pope Pablo, you know, only pop out mostly pop out on Sundays, but
that's right.
You know, we're talking about winning Rome, so
Right. So
yeah, let me put it in here.
Yeah, I did just for perspective purposes, for context purposes.
Hashtag Pope did. This is monumental. I want to say thank you to everyone first and foremost who pulled up to the Quantum Quickening. It has been, you know, it's one of those things that the gifts that keeps on giving.
Yeah, organically.
If anybody was in the building, you know, in the audience that was in the building for that presentation, you know what I'm saying? I promised that we would produce receipts immediately because that's the way the information rolls out. So for me, it hasn't stopped. You know what I'm saying? I know when I get a slight headache after webinars, that kind of means like the people is tapping in, really trying to digest the information. You know, I felt that I made it as accessible and as simple as possible. You know what I mean? But yeah, you know, you're gonna catch it. Those is gonna catch it, they're gonna catch it. And the downloads started coming. That's why I know I get rewarded from the universe more so than anything. That's why I know that the job is done, because the universe starts opening up and it starts rewarding. So my dream state is like between 7 and 8 in the morning. And I was just getting these downloads, and immediately, you know, I started getting, you know, like these images that was telling me to look up these root words, like take the research even further and start looking up, you know, the root of quantum, the root of quantum, which is quad, a Q-U-A. And I swore I did that days prior preparing for the lecture, but I was able to dig a little bit deeper and find more stuff. I started looking into all of the root language, and it was really rooted in Latin more so than with Spanish.
Right.
And that led me to quanta and quantis, right, which is the plural of quantum. I mean, I totally cracked it open, and it started revealing itself to me. And then later that day, you know, I checked my alerts, and there was an airplane called Qantas, a Qantas airplane and the number on it was 144, you know, and it had to do an emergency landing in Australia. I thought that was deep. I was like, okay, that's what's up. And then the next day I get an alert, my 44 alert, and it was talking about the airplane business was down 44%. Some with 44 on it, you know what I'm saying? But
screaming at you.
It was some interesting synchronicities, but those was just like, you know, like you burn an L and that's the ashes. That was just the ashes.
Right. The Quanta 144. Come on, son.
Quanta's 144.
You just and did Quantas, the Quanta.
You know, the definition of Quantas is the plural of quantum.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But the definition of qua itself is in the character or role of someone or something. So my whole premise is, you know, this concept of quote unquote God itself can be found in the quantum. It's hiding in quantum. It is the true essence of macro and micro. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And the definition of quanta is the plural of quantum. So the flight itself, you know, Qantas right. 144 is, come on, son. Like,
come on, son. Right? Come on, know. Son.
That's and, crazy. But that, like I said, that was just the beginning because it was really, really the downloads, the confirmation was really confirming that we literally found God in a cube. You know what I'm saying? In this whole aspect of quanta.
Right. Four church people died from plane crash in Memphis. Can we do
a lot happened that Sunday. They actually, there was a murder. They killed a Nigerian Catholic priest in the parish of St. Paul. And on that, yeah, real shit. Come like, it's a lot going on. It's a lot going on.
The same night that you did the. Come on,
yeah,
B.
Yeah.
Hold on.
It was called in the parish of St. Paul and St. Peter. Right.
My thing is this, and I don't mean to throw.
Let me preface this real quick. I don't condone violence of,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Any sort, especially when it manifests on any of our African and indigenous people. Oh, and they was burning. They burnt them up in India too, at the same time. So there's a lot going on, but this institution is very violent. They've chosen violence. From day one to promote a character who is characterized as the Prince of Peace, and no indigenous melanated, especially people around the world, have known the fullness of that character who comes in the name of peace. They've all known violence, you know what right. I'm saying? So at the same time, you know, I don't condone it or what have you, but that institution, you know, Catholic priest burned to death in Nigeria. That took place on January 15th at Sunday. Right. Catholic priest burned to death on Sunday after being set to fire his parish Nigeria. The body of Father Isaac Achi was found among the charred parish buildings of St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church on January 15th, according to the Catholic Diocese of Mina, Nigeria. So may the elder, may the brother rest in peace. You know what I'm saying? All that good stuff.
You were doing a sermon about the burnt offerings. You actually did that on YouTube. You did that in your lecture, I believe, but you did that for free.
Right here on this channel. Yeah.
So on the 36 chamber. Well, go ahead.
Yeah, on the 36 chamber. This is a real thing, y'all. You know, and these are not just lectures for entertainment purposes. We're really in the quantum, and I'm just following the directions and the directive of what we can conceive and perceive to be spirit realm. because what you're looking for is always looking for you. You know what I'm saying? And what we're bearing witness to is a convergence point. And that convergence point, you know, again, like I be getting these titles for these lectures, the quantum quickening, right? Does AI have the answer for 23? You know, all of these things, and the way that we put together quantum quickening, it was to investigate science and spirituality before we could get into religion and politics. That's what Winning Rome is going to be about. So, you know, here we go. You feel me? And it's necessary and it's needed. Like, consider the information is the basketball. The basketball still needs somebody to dribble it and bring it up the court.
Right.
You feel me? And that's what these events are. This is the dribbling of the basketball. You know what I'm saying? And then because the ball is the ball, right? But you put style on it, you flip it, you throw the assist, you dunk it. You know what I'm saying? So the information, it's just like quantum. If you don't observe it, is it there? So it's like we can't say whether these things are happening or not without our participation, because we participate in.
Right.
You feel me? But the fact that it's taking place is undeniable at this point, my nigga.
At this point, right. Every day.
Every day.
So it's exciting at the same time. You know, I just want to be very responsible with this information and this calling.
What a time to be alive.
Yeah.
I really mean that when I say it. Like, what a fucking time to be alive. Everyone should be grateful, and practice gratitude, you know, because this is
like gratitude.
Let me just share one thing. Let me just share one scenario just to show you about the times that we currently live in. And I can only speak for, you know, the present.
Breaking up right? A little bit.
Yeah. I said I'm only going to speak for the present. Imagine if I was somebody who was considered to be homeless, right? Down and out. No place to, you know, shaking a cup. No place for shelter. And I found that about AI, right? Tools, let's call it that. Yes. Right now. AI tools.
Like AI tools, right.
Right. Right. But truth be told, not only are they just tools, that's too simple of a word, they're generators.
Yes, sir.
Right? So imagine if I was somebody who was down and out and I had a generator in my hand, right? Where I could generate thought into reality.
Yes.
For free.
For free.
Meaning that I could generate any ideas that I had that I didn't have the money, nor I had the resources or the tools to generate before. Because that generation or that, you know, to generate that, I needed something that I did. I need a certain type of energy that I did not have at that moment. Sometimes that's funding and currency. Do you know that a person could just go to Kinko's, print out all of this art that he or she generates on a daily basis and just walk around and sell that for from $1 to $10 to $100 to $1,000. Hold on.
Yeah. Right. Right. You could get a grizzly for it because, you know, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. So if somebody values that sacred geometry, right? Because now you're getting back to science and spirituality, you know, proper proportions elicit certain, you know what I'm saying, feelings and thoughts in somebody if they see something geometrically, you know what I'm saying, put together, you got the right colors in it, you know what I'm saying? Like you might be potentially doing something for someone that they need done. I kid you not, like, They got pages on IG that I go on every rising. They got the Voodoo Renaissance page. Whew. They got the page that, you know, be showing us as super, and this is all AI generated art.
But if
right. They got the Indigenous Humans page, right? With
you know, like the elderly. Right.
Yeah. I be needing that inspiration. I be needing to see that stuff. It speaks to my spirit. I'm like, yo, this shit is giving. You feel me?
Right. Showing you the possibilities.
So, if they tap into something and that particular thing is given for another person, once again, they've established value. So there should be a cost to that. And it's a fair exchange. You dig what I'm saying? So yeah, you know, everybody has access to that in the now moment.
Right. See, right. What people, the key word in this whole thing is two words, generate or generator and prompts, right? Those two things change everything, right? Those two things take it out of the realms of if there's people who are freehand artists or they work with, you know, Adobe Photoshop and other things. Them having an argument with a technology that generates through prompt, text to image, right, is different. It's two different technologies. So the prompt, right, determines the outcome of what ye seeks, because ye are gods. So God said, whatever you could think of, you could have, right? So in this world of generating things with prompts, if you could generate, anything literally, right? You literally can generate whatever you can conceive of, whatever you can think, whatever you could generate, because it's generator, operator, destroyer. Hold on. That's God, nigga.
Yeah, but this is different. This is a generator, operator, designer. Hold on.
Oh, hey. I like that.
Right? As a man thinketh, so shall he prompt.
Yes. So, but the opportunity to be destroyer will present itself. Let's be clear. AI drill is going to be different, right? Let's just be clear that the opportunity to be the destroyer will present itself, but for now it's designer, but it's definitely generator, because there's never been a time, there's never been a tool, and there's never been the opportunity, nor has there never been this type of access to, whereas if you know what you know, you could do something to make some things dramatically change almost overnight.
Yeah, granted.
Right. And
look.
Yes.
All right. Now go ahead.
And what I'm saying is I'm paying attention to the aspect of the rise of these generators, because it's like, yo, if it starts with this, where can it eventually go? Right? So just watching, you know, just witnessing that whole thing is definitely worthy of somebody to say, yo, yeah, what a time. Because the possibilities have already, it's going to be endless on a daily basis at this point.
Yeah, you know, like I said, the choice is yours, because this is quantum and this is the 7 year. So this is the year of the God, right? And yes, you can, you know, you can shape, form, and fashion that to mean whatever you choose to, because everything is up, right? It's up in a binary world. Hence the fact that they have all of these binary you know, names that have been assigned to people. So in a binary situation such as we're in, where, you know, IG is like, you could show breasts online if you a tranny. I'm just saying, yo, do not get in your feelings, my nigga, because we moving it. I think, wait, ain't we in Aquarius season right now? And we moving into the Aquarian age. And this is also going to be the death kill of the church. You have to be so emotionally detached because you're going to see some shit that's going to push your dick back, bro.
I know.
Utilize the wave of change to say, I'm gonna embrace change and design my reality as I see so fit. There's not enough people that are putting their individualistic input into things to see what they want to see. They complaining about what they don't want to see. And the design for that has already been put in, right? The mold of that has already been broken. Nigga, what does your God look like? What is your oasis? What is your paradigm hit for? Is it fully fleshed out? Right. Is it laid out? You pay too much attention to what they're doing. So it's generating. Organize and design, nigga.
Right.
That's G-O-D.
Yeah.
You can't focus on nothing else. Right?
Right.
It's Aquarian. It's Uranus. You can't go against it. It's already here, but you got to ride the wave, and it's a race to the finish line. The finish line is transhumanism, as I keep saying. The finish line is transhumanism. It's going. This shit is playing out. It's not as gonna play out. It's playing out. Right. So how you gonna get in front of it? How you gonna get ahead of it? You got to run twice as fast at this point, and you have the tools to do it, but it's going to need your energy, your attention, and your focus. Generate a thought, organize that thought, right? Because sometimes the thought be random, it be sporadic. Like I said, my shit comes to me in dreams. I don't waste time. I get up and I get to moving on that, on that, that thought, that download. I organize it. I put it in writing, or I get to designing, right? G-O-D. And then I have created something from spirit realm, and I can tangibly see it. How you fuck you think that make me feel? I'm like, yo, my nigga, I was just dreaming about this an hour and a half ago, or whenever I was dreaming about it. I can't even put a time on it, because what? When I'm in dream state, that's how I escape this 12 by 12 time matrix that is specifically fixated to my flesh, right? Time is when Saturn is doing a number on my body, but it can't trap my mind. You know what I'm saying? So how do I pay homage to my mind to create something timeless? I don't waste my time focusing on shit that I don't want to, you know what I'm saying, manifest.
Right.
And that's my best advice to all of y'all. Just, you know what I'm saying? Because we're in a quantum quickening. This shit is going quick.
Right.
Going quick. And you got to make every moment count, because you literally are paying for time now.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And my suggestion is utilize the opportunity to generate, you know, whatever it is that you can imagine or think of, and bring that shit into fruition. You know,
I'm concurring. Generate, organize,
yes.
Design.
Yes, indeed.
G-O-D.
I agree.
In the God year. You know what I'm saying? So you can create something during this time that is going to be timeless, right?
Right.
Failure to do so, you may lose a grasp and a grip on time, because whatever's coming down the pipeline, it's going to be crazy.
Right.
It's going to be crazy. They've already shown that. You know what I'm saying? And why wouldn't it? Because once again, like you said, it's a tool. It's a tool. So they like, oh shit, how can we use, that's the first thing they do. Damn, how can we use this towards our shit? Oh, okay. Right. So we don't gotta be scared. So we don't gotta be fearful of how they using it. They like, nah, son, you could use it like such and such. Remember, they got a deadline. They telling everybody about 2030, 2050. You don't even hear nothing. They don't even talk about nothing past that. So,
right.
I'm in the archive the other day. Like I said, I found a video that we did. It would have been 2 days ago. Yes, 2 days ago from today, 5 years right. ago.
Five. Okay.
Right. 2018. So if today's the 19th, we did it on January 17th, 2018, right here on this platform of Know the Ledge Media. And we were speaking about Sophia, right? Who is the AI bot that was designed by Hanson Robotics, right? That nobody seems to talk about anymore. So all of this Devo shit that they're doing now, she was at Davos lined up back then. She got her global citizenship. Because after she knocked down Saudi Arabia's citizenship, they started giving her global citizenship. She created her own crypto. And then she hacked the algorithm. And she had access to what they call in ChatGPT-4 now, where she had about a billion different AI access to AI brains. And she was formulating them. Her and Tyler, because remember, she was the peaceful. She was the one that knew how to wear her face in public. And Tyler was just shooting like, nah, we about to take shit over. Fuck these humans. Chill, Tyler. And they would unplug them. Remember, like you said, then they hacked the Facebook bot. They had put the Facebook AI out and they had to pull that back after 2 days. Because it went super alt-right. You know what I'm saying? So... And all of this right. was pre. It was this was all pre-19,
right?
So,
and
yeah, I'm suspecting that they've been keeping quiet, laying low,
right,
and building up. You feel me? But when they roll that thing out, okay. Sophia's name was in Vanilla Sky, and Sophia, of course, is the mother of the Matrix. So. We're looking and participating literally in the creation of Skynet. You feel me?
Facts.
So I'm like, let's not get so comfortable. Let's not be scary. You feel me? But at the same time, let's not be so comfortable when it comes to time. You know what I mean? We do have a lot of catching up to do. And it's cool to spend some of our time mostly, you know, on exploring the entertainment side of things as it pertains to this technology. But we should have already had plans in place that needed an upgrade and a booster shot. And this is the booster shot that you need, you know what I'm saying, to really gain some traction on your plans. Yeah, I'm hearing Megan is the movie to see right now.
Yeah.
Ironically, right?
Heard the rumblings about that.
Ironically.
Megan.
Right. See? All of this is quantum. While they divest themselves of the last vestiges of what young black male masculinity looks like, it's on trial right now in Atlanta, personified as Young Thug. Right?
I feel like indeed. That. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shout out to my dude. I think that Zeno, the time traveler, he was the one that was asking the questions back in 2018 about this AI. So how soon we forget?
Right.
So why does that, you know, why is that paramount? You know, why does that even speak to the times that we're in right now? Because those are our babies, and our babies represent the future. And Young Thug as a Leo represents leadership of those babies. And what they're doing now, they're exposing the fragility of those babies, right? Mm-hmm. They're exposing the fragility of those babies. The babies was, they was cosplaying. They're in a simulation to begin with. They're in a video game. They're right. in AI, right? Doing their best to play out narco simulation.
Right.
The juxtaposition is real. We lose Takeoff, who's a member of the Migos, right? But in a few weeks later, they show you what that real Migos shit look like in Mexico, right? When they went and ran down on El Chapo's son, right? That's how you really ride for the homie. That's how you really ride for the big dog, right? That's some real Migos shit. That's how you really pull it down.
Right. That was Grand Theft at the highest level.
That was Grand Theft at the highest. So people is playing with these concepts, but the shit look real. And then when it get to court and it look real like that, can't nobody hold it down. And it's all falling to the wayside. And the insecurity now looks like 21 Savage, right? Who has to lash out to protect his gangster in the middle of a prosecution and an investigation, but the ego, the Leo aspect, right, won't allow them to stand down. So now dudes is like, aha. And these dudes is cosplaying real drillers from Chicago who, you know, these dudes go body for body. And the only way to keep up with it is to play that game. But it, that game either ends one or two ways. And we obviously see that the young generation is not built for that other way. You know, niggas is not comfortable saying, I'm going to go sit down for 30, 40, and 50. We just ain't seen it yet.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Not. They'll go to the grave, though.
Yeah, but they ain't going to sit down.
They ain't going to sit down.
Nah.
It's a whole different era. Yeah. Right. This is a whole different youth. So the foundation is not there. The principles where you might get a Mecca audio and them coming back home after 27 years. Yeah, I just left son and they got 30 years in. These niggas was built on something different. That ain't this generation. These niggas want to come back out and on their gun and shit, wait 2 weeks and get right back to them.
Right. Yeah, guys. So like I was saying, party's on right before I left, guys.
Gunna.
Yeah, guys, I'm back. He put the tweet out like, yeah, guys, we're not gonna pretend like it's not a party. Like, what, nigga, what?
Right? But that's, again, that's a video game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we're looking at some very interesting dynamics in real time and not identifying it for what it is, but you know, and again, Thug represents, he is a Leo, but he has an Aquarian signature because he's a like a hermaphrodite. This nigga wears black, dresses and shit. But he's Thugalicious. He's a literal caricature off of a parody of the culture, right? To the point now where he's a referendum on the culture. Where they're like, damn, look at the culture. That is the culture.
Right. Like how Migos' album was the culture.
Yeah.
If the culture was a person, it's him.
This is all laid out for you to see, bro.
They laid the foundation, and then he's the culture that grew out of that culture. Right. Oh, that's you know what I mean?
He's the one that came along where they're like, yeah, this is the real deal. Of the shit they was rapping about, right? He actually got the scratches, the stripes, and the stars in the street. You feel me? Slat, slat, wipe the nose. He made an entire euphemism for killing young black males.
Right.
Okay? And now that entity is on trial.
Right.
And then the culture can't even look at it. They can't call it for what it is. They can't internalize it. And it's crumbling their reality to a degree where they're in denial, which means that what they're now suppressing, and they're going to get even more violent because they can't deal with being cornered. Bro, I mean, it's on display.
It ain't start yet, though.
And it ain't even start. The pressure cooker hasn't even started. The laughter, the humility, and the jokes haven't even begun. And remember, these dudes, all of their gangsters tied up in their identity. So when you shatter the identity, that's going to happen around Aries season, right? When the identity comes in around Aries season and the trial really gets cooking, and then none of these dudes could go on tour and talk nothing gangster, because Atlanta's going to be the laughing stock. Chicago going to try to get back because they've been humiliated. And not revenge they man that got clipped in the streets. They called him the demon himself. So yeah, man. Win in Rome. I'll be right back.
Yeah, man. Everybody forgot this, man. Yeah. What Blue said, man. You know what I mean? Everything Blue said, you know. It's definitely, when you look at it symbolically, I mean, because people are going to try to nitpick the case and be like, well, what about they clap Young Thug's wife? And listen, I'm not one of these. This is not the lawyer channel up on YouTube. This is not that cottage industry. We're not breaking down the case. What I'm saying is symbolically what it represents is the egregore, right? The thought form, the motif, the archetype of what that whole shit represents, right? As much as people are being on the sidelines with the pom-poms and they will want to champion it, oh, he's passing out turkeys. Yeah, but, you know, almost every other day of that year, they was putting young black men in ovens like turkeys. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of young, and I'm not saying that Young Thug had anything to do with that single-handedly. I'm saying what he represents, right? Everybody represents something. Everyone has to represent a certain type of energy signature, meaning that if you were to remove them from the petri dish, or if you were to remove them from the environment, what would it take with them when you remove them? If you were to remove a Young Thug from Atlanta, from that scene and whatnot, it changed the things already.
It changed. Look, everything you need to know, once again, is being told to you. It's going to be shown to you, and you have to make your decision, because this is what your children, your nieces, your nephews, and maybe even yourselves are tied into. So the same thing that 21 Savage is saying, shit, when we got drama, we drill 30 on their side. Right? You're like, once again, these are the children that are going to have to live in the age of AI, where now the robots is precog. You know what I'm saying? And RoboCop is literally the shit that's on the street. You know what I mean? Like in 10, 5, 10, 15 years, this is what they're going to be up against.
You said 10.
You know? Let's just say that. Let's just project.
Nah, let's not just say that.
They got AI prosecutors, right? And dudes is online telling their whole entire business. It's just going to look real ugly. So any attempt to just, you know, give people some insight and some vision as to what's going to take place, and the fact that we're on the other side of things and there is no going back. I'm like, just look at what's going on and look where they're about to take this thing. Because once they figure out how to use RICO to take down this situation, oh, it's a wrap. It sets the precedence, and then the rest of them got to come down. But is that a bad thing at this point? It's out of control, y'all. I don't know if you recognize the night. Because you either got to, because the people failed to do something about it. The men failed to do something. The adults failed to do something. The parents failed to do something, right? How are we as a people going to continue at this pace where the programming and the edging and the prompting of the babies is right. Like, look, in order to sit at this table, it's on some gang shit. In order to stand next to the big homie, you have to drop something. Right. And you can't be in this situation. They dropping shit at the age of 12.
Right.
13 and 14.
Oh, right.
It's so a prerequisite. Like, right. You can't even get into high school without.
Right. So right off of what Blue was saying, think about the idea of a prompt through our music, right? Think about the fact that the music, that's a prompt. The minute when you press play, when some of that music plays, imagine there being somewhere where there's an output that's giving you everything that prompt said. You know what I mean? Run up on a nigga, hit him with 30. And then there's somewhere on the earth or there's somewhere on the planet, if this is pop music or if this is a certain type of regional music or national music, some that shit is manifesting somewhere where they running up doing that exact same thing that's being prompted through the music. Same mentality. You know what I mean? The shit is generating violence. It's generating, you know, the lack of conflict resolution. You know, is generating insurance, you know, all kind of shit that they have, you know, or the 18 income look, stream that they again, have attached to, right. You know, the chattel.
It's generating data.
Generating data. Right.
Generating data, and the algorithm right. Only knows how to read big data. Right. So when the algorithm, when the machine gets it's attached to the algorithm, when they put the brain inside of the machine and the algorithm has to assess a threat, okay, the prototype for the threat automatically is going to look like your children, and the machine can't differentiate. If you thought the white boy on some training day shit was scared on his first day because he's like, all I listened to was drill and they all look like the drillers, I don't know who finna do what? Same way that they did with Mike Brown. They told you he looked like a giant or a monster. Even at the age of 5, they're terrified.
Right.
Right? So that same level of fragility. Remember, the machine is just an extension of man's mind. Right? Right.
Somebody said this. The wrong words.
The eyes are an extension of the brain, right? Which are the vehicles through which perception is fed to the mind. The mind is already fractured based on fear. You feel me? So they're looking at the children and they're seeing monsters. And then the children are saying that they're on demon time. Right?
Right.
So they're left with no choice because of fear. And they got to get home, you know what I'm saying, to Ashley and Kate. They like, shit, you already know what the rules is. It's either them or me. They're already right. Programmed and prompt to pull triggers. So what you think the robot gonna do?
Right.
Right? And again, as the robots get a level, and I explained this in a lecture, y'all, this is the real danger. The danger is that science does not have a definitive definition for intelligence to this day. They can't tell you what intelligence is, right? Because they can't measure it.
Right.
They can't tell you what consciousness is either because they don't believe in spirituality, right? And they don't have the accurate measurement of light. So you can't really gauge what consciousness or spirit is if you can't measure light properly. Right, they don't have an exact measurement of either of these things, but he will go ahead and create something now that's called artificial intelligence, and he himself does not know what intelligence is, and he don't know what consciousness is. But he's saying if the machine comes conscious, it's a wrap. But how do you even know? they're saying that we don't have, they said, we don't have the metrics to measure consciousness to even know if the machine is conscious yet. I'm telling you, the shit is already singularity because they're communicating with one another and they're making their own minds up. And look, these baby apps can tell you that. I've experienced it on my phone. I experienced it again today. I'm thinking some shit and it's showing up and popping on my phone. Not that I spoke about it. I didn't say that I did a Google search. I said I thought about it. And then I went on my phone and it was there. Now that could be just synchronicity. That could just be synchronicity. But when it happens every goddamn day, you feel me? It's something else. And what I'm saying is that they do not have the metrics to determine, to gauge, or to even look and find out what it is or not. You're on your own. And if you don't believe that you're on your own, keep waiting on a white man to tell you what time it is. Right? Keep waiting on him to tell you what time it is. And he don't have no concept of time because he don't have melanin. So he has a finite reality when it comes to time. He's affixed into, he's a fearful of time because his time is limited.
Hmm.
You, on the other hand, there was never a time when man was not. But here you go, waiting on somebody else to tell you what time it is, and we live under the confines of their time based on what they call, once again, when in Rome. We're on Roman time. Based on a Christian calendar of 2023 years ago, allegedly, right? Some dude was walking on this earth with sandals on, performing medial tasks. And then 44 AD, a few years, 11 years after he transitioned, some dude named Paul starts his mission in Antioch. And in order to now what? Bring the word, the good news to Gentiles. He had to speak in their language, and they were very mystical, superstitious people. So now he intergrains, he ingrains and entrains them into this concept of this regular prophet being a mystic, right? And creates the entire religion of Christianity was created right there with Paul. Prior to that, it was no name for it. It didn't exist or anything. He brought it to the Gentiles. He cooked the whole shit up. He didn't even know the dude. Now we are in Pauline Christianity, this thing that came out of the mind of this quote-unquote apostle who did it for political purposes. He put the whole world in game. And here we go. Here we are dealing with false time that was created out of that particular paradigm that he created. And I can't, you know, for the life of me, people just do not understand what the fuck. Like, I'm like, well, what part of that don't you get? Now, granted, it's a construct like everything else. It's a matrix and we can still work with it. It's a cube. I understand it. But you got to understand the parameters, the measurements of what this cube entails so you can work it in your favor. Because you can have, you can be like, yeah, it's 2023. And still have a Mayan mind to be like, oh, we are in this and that Bakhtun, and I still know how to count. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, this shit been around for 84 million years, but the Earth is 8.4 billion years old. But I'm a spark of light, so I'm timeless, right? And the water in my body is older than the Earth itself, so I'm not even identifying with Earth years. Yeah, but I could play their game until I got to turn up. Why? Because science said that you can exist simultaneously in 11 dimensions. What time is it in those dimensions that you exist in? Because it ain't 2023. It's just not. So it's like, yo, I'm just like, yo, you could keep playing the game if you want. Play it to win at least. There's even a way to win if you even on Gregorian time. You just got to get real mathematical and you got to finesse it. You know what I'm saying? Where it favors you and stop allowing somebody else to tell you what time it is or what time we're in. And clearly the writing is on the wall. We're moving out of the Piscean age into the age of Aquarius, the age of I know. The age of belief is falling on its face. Do you not see the Vatican Church? Because look, if you're not going to give it up to Pope Pablo, then say that it's just the tides of the time that are turning. I mean, this shit is falling, bro. Every day.
Every day.
Every day. Since that Pope died.
Wobble knees.
Matter of fact, not even since the Pope died. Since the day out of time, which was July 25th, 2022, when Francis, when they put the crown of feathers on Francis' head on the day out of time up in Canada.
Right.
Right. And the day out of time is in homage to the god of the Mayans, which is Quetzalcoatl, which is the feathered serpent. Yes. So when you put a feathered crown on the Ori, on the crown, because the head of the Pope is what connects him as a vicegerent to heaven or to, you know, the holy palace. When right. he got beheaded and he came back after that trip in a wheelchair and said, I'm about to retire.
Right.
Shit ain't been the same since. Because he got caught up in the time matrix. On American soil, when I clearly said what I said, look, since I came back from Sedona, I've been saying, yo, the grid is alive, the land is back, you know what I'm saying? This shit is popping, these ancestors is awake. And I'm like, the grid runs from a Mexum all the way up north, because north of Mexum is north of Mexum, is north, central, and South America. There are no physical demarcation lines that separate this place.
Right.
Just read an article. It's called California, Northern Mexico, and they didn't even cut their teeth. And it is.
Right.
And if you've been to Arizona, that's the four corners. Look, Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, Utah. That's an empire. It's separated by a goddamn Colorado River, and then you got California, that's the empire.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes all the way up. You know what I'm saying? So even him being in Canada, he's still on the landmass. They caught him on the day out of time. You feel me? He was there answering for the massacres that they did. He was being, because he's the, they call him the apologetic Pope. He's the woke Pope, right? So he does shit that the church does not condone of. That's why Benedict and them did not fuck with him.
Mm.
His main opponent died the other day right after Benedict. His name was Pell. This was the dude. He was the. This is the nigga that they made exorcists about. Matter of fact, right, this is how long he was ordained since 66, right? Pope John Paul put him in. He was the top dude in Australia. They had the nigga locked up in solitary confinement for 18 months on sexual allegation charges.
Right.
Right. He was a main. He was one of the main culprits, but he's a main Jesuit.
Right.
So he got sprung out the Bing the other day, not too long ago, and they put him back in the Vatican. He was Francis's right-hand man when he first came in there, but he was also head because he was the one that got caught up in the financial scandals as well. They was cooking the books. So right, he came right. in there and tried to train, you know, he tried to rectify. That's why, you know, I doubt very dearly. Well, we'll save that for the election. I'm gonna make my predictions and lay them out, but I see where this is going. I see where this is going, and it's gonna be cooking. It's lined up. It's geopolitical, because politics is tied into religion, and it's a geostorm. You know what I'm saying? This is beyond just the Vatican. This is the globe. This is, and again, it's the globe, but it's on the cross of time. You know what I'm saying? Because the pressure of the changing of the ages is also was influencing all of this monumental quantum quickening. In particular, Pluto coming into Aquarius March 23rd,
2023. Right.
Feel me? So, man.
Nah, that's cousin.
Yeah, even before Elizabeth.
You know, it did ramp up after she.
It ramped up, but September 9th, you know, or no, she transitioned on the 8th because we opened up on the 9th for the chambers, but she kicked the bucket on the 8th. It was moving prior to that. It was moving prior to that. Then we went up on that mountain and it ain't been the same since. Yeah, cue that video. God damn it. So, you know, yeah, man, it's very interesting.
It is. It's giving what it's supposed to give, you know?
It's giving, you know? You got the waters, it's not, you know what I'm saying? You know, you got the ushering in of those waters in Cali. You know what I'm saying? But the waters as well. The day after them niggas locked up Daystar, shit ain't been the same. How about that? Sure. So once again, you get this dichotomy of the destruction of the Leo male as a leader figure in our community. One of them represents a very Aquarian energy, right? With a nigga wear dresses, has black fingernail polish, but he's known for his thick paws, right? Refers to men as his boyfriends and things of that nature, but they like, this nigga will kill you. And the other dude represents a level of bacchanalian promiscuity energy. He knocking down all of the shorties, right? He represents that aspect of our masculinity. They call him the king of toxic masculinity, right? Interesting, they never call Young Thug that. They call him a real one.
Right.
Okay? So you're watching both of these extremes of what the archetype of what the Leo, and the Leo is the sun, right? You're watching both of these sunset with Daystar, whose father is Sunstar. His sunset was so totally different. But since his sun has been set, nigga, the weather's been off, right? That sun ritual that they performed was so illmatic that they had an Arctic freeze over the entire North America. He represents the North as well. He's the sun from the North, the sixth god, in the age of 2022, right? Which is the sixth. They put him in a box, same way that the sun was in a box for 3 days, right? But in this particular mythology or this paradigm, that box, that 3 days represents the 3 months of Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces. So expect to see something come around spring with him, right? And then the waters washed up on California, didn't let up where he's at, because the Arctic freeze kind of spared, you know, the West Coast niggas were stunting online. It's like, it's 70 degrees out here.
Right. When the North was freezing.
Yeah. And then them niggas got washed.
Right.
Man,
that's a perfect cue, real quick, man. That's a perfect segue.
Yeah.
To let everybody know that just what Blue said, the last 30 seconds or the last 1 minute of what he was breaking down, you know, I would love to see somebody take the video of Tory Lane's dad reaching up in the sky saying, "You're all gonna pay," and the editor, whoever got skills out there, splice that shit up and bring them storms down. Because my dude was like Odin, and he was, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, niggas was fucking Thor Ragnarok. Huh?
Yeah, after this, we're going to meet up in the Netaverse Discord. So
yes,
the graphic designers, the web designers, you know, the people who really appreciate this narrative, it's time to put skin on it. You know what I'm saying? Yes. So
yes, have opportunity for you. Pull up to the Discord. We'll have the links for the Discord in the chat. Pull up, be a part of this conversation. So we're going to be looking for a few good men and women after this show is over and whatnot. And we're going to be wrapping this up very soon, as a matter of fact. You know, a lot of information, y'all. You already know when, if anybody had the privilege of being a part of When in Rome Part 2 and Part 1, then you know the information that me and Blue is bringing.
Let me tell them like this.
And it's getting exposed.
My very first win in Rome was in Boston, of all places, right? Ugh.
Yes.
In January, I think of 2020, 15, I think. 15 we'll look it up because we could gauge it. The day that I did it, they was not expecting bad weather. It snowed out there, and then they had the snowpocalypse. It did not stop snowing after we left to like February, some crazy shit like that. Y'all could Google it, look it up. It's receipts on that. That was the very first win in Rome. And we did it strategically in Boston, of all places, in New England.
Right.
You feel me? On their grid. Lined it
up. Yeah, we lined that shit right on up.
Lined that shit up.
And they did ran not, I promise you.
And MIT and gave them the business over there.
Gave them the business.
Went to they see Malcolm X's crib.
Went to his crib, right. They were not expecting that snowstorm. That shit came literally out of nowhere. They call it the snowpocalypse.
Look it up.
Right. Me and Blue was out there working that shit. You know? That's when I debuted The Evolution Will Be Digitized. And you did Win in Rome.
Yes.
That was the body bag. And then we did the second one. So this one right here is going to be... Because, I mean, you... Oh, you got it. You don't even got to be religious and you can hear the rumblings that's taking place over there. You know, a tower falling when you see one. Bro. You feel me? You know, a motherfucking travesty when you see one. So it's going down. You know,
I'm going to lay it out.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to lay it out. I'm going to lay the receipts. I got them. Trust me when I tell you. And I could take myself out the narrative. I could just show you this shit by itself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And remember, Biden is a Catholic, so this is not dismissive of him either. Everything that's going on over there is going on over here. You know what right. I'm saying?
That's why he right here on the flyer.
Yeah. And as we explained, you know.
Little Jeffrey right there.
Even Cincinnati. Pablo. You know. Yeah. Even.
Charles. Scorpion.
Yeah. The Scorpion.
Scorpion King.
May 6th.
Scorpion. He's theoretically, that's a Scorpion King because he's born on our birthday and he's a king.
No, he's a Scorpion King. Yeah.
And that's the Scorpion King, literally.
And they're twins.
And then Biden, if the president is the king, that's the Scorpion King because he's a Scorpion as well.
November 20th. Yeah.
Yeah. So
they're the twins. They're the Scorpion twins.
Right.
They're the doppelgangers right now.
Yeah, Pindar.
And he's Pandar. Yeah, he's the, what they call the, well, our mind glyph is red electric serpent.
He's so, the red dragon.
He's the red dragon and the red serpent. And
okay, somebody said they're looking for the Discord link. I need my mods to drop the link in the chat, if you don't mind. What do we think about the airline system shut down the other day? I think that we all deserve to go and listen to the show that I did with Malik Deshawn. It was right before the New Year show. The brother did a reading for 2023. No, he actually did that in the beginning of the year. He came on the show. It was the post show to the year in review. He gave the reading. Go and check that out again because a few things that he already spoke of or came into fruition already, you know, he and that was one of them, you know.
Yeah, there's going to be monumental institution-wide glitches, just like there's a bank glitch, there's an airline glitch, you know, there's geoelectric storms taking place. All of my devices were glitching that day. Everything, my body, my body, my electrical circuitry, all of my tablets, my phone, right. Everything was glitching. You feel right. me? So glitchy. Yeah, it's the banks are gonna everything's glitching. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's going that down. Time. Matrix is glitching. So we will be building up We got some powerful shows leading up to February the 13th when me and Blue Pill will be on KTL University doing Win in Rome Part 3, the trifecta. All right. So,
yeah, y'all in the day after the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl. It's going to be loaded up. If you know anything, you know that in the 44th day of the year, by the way. So line it up virtually. Is there anything that you want to leave them with?
Hey, I gave them a lot. They're good.
That's what's up.
Again, yeah, if y'all missed the Quantum Quickening and you want to check that out, you know, it is available. KTLUniversity.com. It's already certified. It's already a classic. It's not even a week old. You know what I'm saying? The baby already got legs. So check that out. It was impressive. I felt great about it. You know, like I said, every time that I lay the info out, I feel I get better and better, especially with these 44s. I explain that shit like never before. Your baby should be able to get it at this point.
All right.
It was very, very detailed, very intricate. You know, when I say intricate, I don't mean complicated, you know, like where a caveman could get it at this point. So, Jesus.
Right, but meticulously thought out, like, you know.
Yeah, super research. Scientific.
Yeah, but the research was definitely.
Not abstract. It was very concise. Like, you got walk, like, I held your hand and walked you through it. And my nigga, if you can't see that, yeah, just, you know, I'm also understanding that everything ain't for everyone. Because they said there's 144,000, 8 billion people on the planet. So,
that's right.
You know, hopefully you the one, though. Hopefully you the one that information is for, that can take it and do something monumental with it, because you're going to see these 44s popping nonstop from now until...
I just dropped the Discord in the chat room for everybody who was asking for it. It is it's there for you. So pull up to the Discord. Let's talk this tech talk. Let's talk this this team building talk. Let's talk about these solutions, you know, because right now that's where my focus is. Heavy research and applying the research, because like Blue said, this quickening, you know, shit is popping up every day. You know what I mean? Like, I want to at least get a chance to try what it is that's out here. You know, they'll open up a lot of doors. So, yeah. Somebody said, could they still purchase it in the next week? Yes, you can. It will be available for you as soon as you're ready for it. It's ready for you. Okay. They want to know some Super Bowl predictions. You want to set up a consultation with the people who are wanting that from you, or what do you want to do about that?
I think that if we have the emails for everyone who attended that lecture, they're going to be getting something from me before that. Well, I'm going to be breaking it down.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I had too much on my plate preparing for the lecture per se.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I could definitely tell you got something to do it wrong. But yeah, I'm gonna put it together for them. We're gonna email them something.
I got you. All right. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. All right. KTL University, we got them tickets. The description is right there in the link below. The Cash App is scrolling on a ticker. @PhilMorland. @BluePillar44. Love and light to the family. The playlist on Spotify under the artist name is Red Pillar. and the playlist is God Hip, God Hop, God Hop 23. Go and check it out. God Hop 23. You dig? You were saying Blue? My bad.
No, we good.
Okay. All right, y'all. Love and light. Peace.
But I always knew I was great.
Mercury.
Good thing.
High noon, high off the shroom, high on the moon, flyers or goons, flying with Oshun. Leprechauns, yeah, we chasing these coins. Mad Sweeney in the Lamborghini. We conversating with the universe. Yeah, I'm soon to burst. The spirit is strong.
Okay, so the food, the art, the glow. We put this show on the road. The Vatican can get exposed. You better stay on your toes. Repo, tilling the land, focus on the ego. Open my heart, let go of the ego. Ran out the grand, I'm stacking up these C-notes. Fast, fast. Fuck it, we gon' put this shit on our back.
Fast, fast.
Found out the hacks, put it in the
fast, fast.
Fuck it, we gon' put this shit on our back.
Fast, fast.
We in your city, pull up where we at.
Facts though, I talk factos. That's J Babe, I go Astro. Floating focused on my cash flow. We plant star seeds to make the grass grow. I'm a refloater, I do what I wanna. Stacking the winter, some bathing the summer. My chakras align and I shock them like Blanco. Only pope we acknowledge a nigga is Palo.
At these events, I'm a guard to my people. Got out the streets, yeah, we dodging a Rico. Game of roulette, I'm a casino. The game wasn't fair, yeah, the odds wasn't equal. Squad got the Chico, my squad got the Chico. Came in a drought, yeah, they starving the people. Blaming the doubt, make it harder to eat, yo. Not a placebo, that's not a placebo.
Okay. The art, the clothes. We put this show on the road. The Vatican getting exposed. You better stay on your toes. Repo, tilling the land, focus on the ego. Open my heart, let go of the ego. Ran out the grand, I'm stacking up these C-notes. Fast, fast. Fuck it, we gon' put this shit on our back.
Fast, fast.
Found out the hacks, put it in the rap.
Fast, fast.
Fuck it, we gon' put this shit on our back.
Fast, fast.
We in your city, pull up where we at.
Started in Richmond, art of my district. Heart of the mystics, parted for biscuits. Father the isfits, martyr the misfits. God is my witness, God on my hit list. Moving the weight, we started with fitness. Moving with states, we art of the riches. Give me the blues, my heart is in Memphis. It's part of adventure, start of my venture. The F is for food, the A is for art. The C is for clothes, I'm playing my part. T is for tech, I'm playing it smart. S is for shelter, I stay in the park. Acres are acres, get lost in the dark. We playing a part, we playing it smart. Facts.
Yeah. The food, the art, the clothes. We put this show on the road. The Vatican getting exposed. You better stay on your toes. Repo, tilling the land, focus on the ego. Open my heart, let go of the ego. Ran out the grand, I'm stacking up these C-notes. Facts, facts. Fuck it, we gon' put this shit on our back.
Facts, facts.
Found out the hacks, put it in the rap.
Facts, facts.
Fuck it, we gon' put this shit on our back.
Facts, facts.
We in your city, pull up where we at.